Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. The media got it wrong on what happened at that hospital in Gaza. They told you that hospital was basically bombed and that it exploded and that there was more than 500 people that died. And whose fault was it? It was Israel's fault. They were lying to you. They got it all wrong. We now know that the rocket did not actually even hit directly the hospital. It hit the parking lot at the hospital. We also know that it was not a rocket that was shot by Israel. If you want to know what anti-Semitism looks like, look no further than how the media has covered all of this. I'm going to read for you some of the headlines that are still up right now. These headlines have not been retracted. These headlines have not gone away. These headlines have not disappeared. They're still out there, giving those that hate Israel exactly what they want. Propaganda to attack Israel. Now, if you go through these headlines, and again, I'm going to read them to you. There's many more than this, but these are just some of the big ones. One of the ones is from CNN. It says, Gaza hospital explosion sparks anger and protests in Arab countries. Protests flared across the Middle East and North Africa as the leaders of Arab countries condemned, they say, Israel over a deadly blast believed to have killed hundreds of people sheltered in a hospital in Gaza City. Condemned it. We now know that hundreds of people did not die. In fact, we're not sure if there was even a handful that may have died in that parking lot. We do know there was a car that was blown up. Apparently a Toyota truck was hit by one of the rockets. Not only does it say that, it says this. Palestinian officials quickly blamed Israel for the explosion at the Baptist Hospital, but the Israeli Defense Forces rejected the allegation. That's how far down you have to go in the article to even hear anything from Israel. Let's move on to another headline. Reuters. This is their headline. Still up there right now, has not been corrected. Breaking. All capital letters. An Israeli airstrike killed hundreds of Palestinians at a Gaza City hospital, crammed with patients and displaced people. That's their headline. That's what it says. Let me read that again. This is Reuters to the world. An Israeli airstrike. So they've already said it's an airstrike. They've already said this happened. It's an airstrike, meaning that it came from Israel from an airplane. They deliberately did this. An Israeli airstrike killed hundreds of Palestinians at a Gaza City hospital. Did that happen? No, it did not happen. Have they taken it down? No, they have not taken it down. Let's go to the next one from the Associated Press. Again, this is anti-Semitism in real life. Breaking, all capital letters again at the AP, looking just like Reuters. The Gaza Health Ministry says at least 500 people killed in an explosion at a hospital that it says was caused by an Israeli airstrike. Okay, here's the problem. The picture they're using below their headline isn't even of the hospital. It is of the war-torn country. You would think you would use a picture of the hospital, not just generic carnage in Gaza from the attacks in Gaza on Hamas terrorists. The Associated Press headline is still up at this hour. Then move on to the New York Times. New York Times headline, breaking news. An Israeli airstrike hit a Gaza hospital on Tuesday, killing at least 200 Palestinians. That according to the Palestinian Health Ministry, which said the number of casualties was expected to rise. Now, these casualties were all lies. They were fictitious numbers. They created them out of thin air. And the media ran with it. They didn't verify it. I want to be clear. They did not verify it. They didn't say that they thought it was getting, that you know, that this could be a wrong number. No, no. They're telling you that it's hundreds and the number is expected to rise. Now, who did they get this from? They got this from the terrorists, folks. That's who's feeding them this propaganda. And they were happy to share it with the world, to turn the world against Israel, to make it look like Israel shot deliberately on purpose, bombed a hospital, which Israel did not do. Let's move on to the BBC World. This headline is still up there. Hundreds of people have been killed in an Israeli strike on a hospital in Gaza, according to Palestinian officials. They also show another picture of the war-torn country that's not the hospital, implying that that hospital is what you're looking at. Same thing, by the way, with the New York Times. The New York Times shows a building that's been clearly bombed, not the hospital. But hey, throw up a picture, let people get there. Then CNN has another one. Palestinian Health Ministry says 200 to 300 people may have been killed in Israeli strike on a hospital in Gaza. Then there was a new headline update from BBC Breaking News. It says hundreds feared dead or injured in Israeli airstrike on hospital in Gaza. Those are the headlines of the, quote, most trusted news organizations, the BBC, the New York Times, CNN, right? Reuters, it's all there. All of it's there, folks, every bit of it. And they ran with a story that was sourced from a terrorist organization. Did they go see the hospital to see if it had been decimated as it was described? No. Could they have done their research and waited before they put out this anti-Semitic rhetoric? Of course they could have. And then you've got a president of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Joe Biden meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu. And what did Joe Biden say? He referred to a terrorist organization, Hamas, as the quote-unquote other team, in reference to the hospital, saying, oh yeah, it looks like it was bombed by the other team, not terrorists, the other team, like this is a sport.
And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you. But there's a lot of people out there who are not sure. The world's looking. Israel has a value set, like the United States does, and other democracies, and they're looking to see what we're going to do.
They're going to look to see what we're going to do. You heard him say it right there at the end. And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you. He's looking at Benjamin Netanyahu, referring to Hamas, a butcherous terrorist organization, a terrorist organization that beheaded infant children. And they refer to them as the other team.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you know what the media has done, and you know how wrong they got it. So how did they cover for their screw up? That's the big question, right? Like, how did they overcome this screw up? Did they apologize for it? No. Did they correct it? No. Did they take down their headlines? No. Did they do anything to stop the lies that they've been putting out there or to correct the record of the people? Like, for example, Rashid Tlaib. Rashid Tlaib put out a tweet condemning Israel and telling the world to condemn Israel and telling the world that Israel is basically evil and that you should stand against Israel because of a fake bombing that never happened at a hospital in Gaza. Did she take the tweet down? No. Has it been retweeted and seen by millions? Yes. Is it used as anti-Israel propaganda, anti-Semitic propaganda? Yes. But what did the media do? All right, let me take you to NBC's foreign correspondent out there in the middle of all this, right in Gaza. This guy's in the West Bank. You'll know him as Peter Engel. Here's what he had to say about this attack. Listen carefully to the words he chooses to tell you that this attack actually didn't happen.
East, we're going to turn to the West Bank, where tensions are boiling over this morning. Protests turning violent. Our Richard Engel is there in Ramallah in the West Bank. Richard, what's happening?
So there have been some clashes here in the West Bank. They've been relatively small, not very large numbers, but this is just one of many places where Palestinians, Arabs, Muslims have come out to express their outrage after an explosion at a hospital inside Gaza City last night, in which Palestinian officials now say 470 people were killed. There are very disputed circumstances at what happened at that hospital. According to Palestinians, according to Hamas, according to medical officials, there was an Israeli airstrike on the hospital. And that is what many people here believe, that people were sheltering in the hospital, thousands of them, and when suddenly this airstrike came in and killed people who were packed together trying to find safety. The Israeli military, and according to President Biden, the U.S. military has verified that it was not an Israeli airstrike that killed those hundreds of people, that it was, in fact, a Palestinian rocket that misfired, a rocket fired by a group called Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is a rival to Hamas but also operates in the Gaza Strip, that the rocket went up, that something must have happened to it, it got damaged, and then came crashing down right on top of these people. And Israel also it released video of what it claims is that rocket, and also released some, it also says it has audio intercepts of militants from Hamas discussing the incident and confirming that they didn't fire it and that they believed it was fired by another group, this other group, Palestinian Islamic Jihad. So we're seeing anger nonetheless, despite the Israeli denial and despite the evidence that that it has presented, evidence that the U.S. finds convincing, anger.
By the way, can we just stop there for a second? Do you see how he's falling all over himself to try to keep this narrative alive? to try to keep this story alive, that it somehow could be, please, dear God, help it be Israel? Are you noticing this? Okay, I want you to really notice this. He is desperate for this to be true. Notice how he uses words like Israel's guilty, like their denial, Israel's denial. There's people still angry, regardless of Israel's denial that this happened. And all the evidence and the intercepts of the audio and the video that's been taken by Al Jazeera that shows a rocket going by that, misfiring and landing in the parking lot. He's not telling you, by the way, that hundreds and hundreds didn't die, that the hospital, by the way, is still standing. It is still working. The hospital has not been exploded. But it gets better. Keep listening. As he's got his press flak jacket on, right? He's got his bulletproof vest on, his helmet on. Keep listening.
Across the Arab world. Like I said, relatively small clashes, but in Beirut, we're seeing a much more volatile situation where people are gathered near the U.S. embassy, Lebanese security forces brought in to try and disperse them. There have been clashes in other cities across the region. So we're seeing a moment of rage. And whenever you have rage from an incident like this, whoever was responsible, there is the danger that it could just encourage Hamas, that it could encourage Iran, it could encourage Hezbollah to continue their strikes against Israel with the hope that it'll gain their popularity and inflame the streets.
So Richard,
whoever's responsible, this is still a problem because it's going to enrage people. Are you helping in that rage? Are you supporting that rage? Are you supporting NBC News? This anger and people freaking out over this angle? I'm asking seriously. It's an important question because it sure as hell sounds like it. It sure as hell sounds like that's exactly what you're doing right now. You are out there lying to the American people and to the world, still acting like there is a chance when it's clearly not that Israel bombed a hospital, which didn't get bombed. You think they'd start with a report going, we've seen the hospital. The hospital is still standing. It's still working. The good news is there's not thousands and thousands of people that are injured and hundreds that are dead. And it never happened. Did they say that in the report? No. Keep listening. More propaganda. This is anti-Semitism on NBC News.
I've been there for hours, and I'm just wondering if you could continue to paint a picture of what you have been seeing, what you have been witnessing, and what you are witnessing right now. Those fires that are behind you, are they in a contained, like, a thing? What are you seeing?
So the way it works here, and it often plays out like this in the city of Ramallah and in other parts of the West Bank, you have Palestinian young people, and you can see some of them right there, covering their faces because they don't want the Israelis to recognize them. In some cases, they don't want their parents to recognize them. We had a young boy come up and said, please don't shoot me, film me, because I don't want my mom to know that I'm here. So these are predominantly young, some quite young. They're coming out, they're using slingshots, and if you see on the hilltop there, there's a line of concrete. There are Israeli soldiers. I don't know if you have enough zoom there, but you can see the Israeli troops sort of peeking their heads over. And then around this corner, there are Israeli jeeps, and we've pulled back because those Israeli soldiers in the jeeps have been firing toward the protesters in the middle of the road, and we've seen three people carried away in ambulances. It seemed to be that they were hit by rubber-coated bullets. They can cause a lot of damage. They can kill you if they hit you in the head, but the people we saw seem to be mostly injured in the lower limbs, in the legs. So this is an expression of anger here in the West Bank. This is how Palestinians express their anger by throwing stones primarily. It's almost a symbol of the Palestinian resistance movement and goes back to the Intifada. Hamas does it very differently. Hamas launches rockets. Hamas went recently on a killing and massacre spree and took hostages. And now we're seeing anger being expressed in other ways in the Arab world, like those protests in Beirut.
Wow. There it is. Took the guy 4 minutes to tell you that Hamas actually is a terrorist organization. 4 minutes and 51 seconds. I got to go back to Ingalls' one quote. Well, it may be misinformation or disinformation from Hamas, but witnesses as well, who believe that it was an Israeli airstrike, referring to the hospital, because they saw something fall from the sky. They are in Gaza City. They see dead bodies all around them. That actually is not true either. Maybe they're injured. And then here's the most anti-Semitic damning statement of NBC News. Quote, it is not an impossible assumption to assume it came from Israel, since Israel is carrying out airstrikes throughout the Gaza Strip. So we know it wasn't Israel, but we're going to say it was not impossible to think that it was Israel. That's where we are. Lord, help us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right.
And then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There's also something else that's been happening in Washington. Yesterday, I was in Washington, D.C., and I got to witness part of this. There was an insurrection yesterday in Washington, D.C. Don't worry. The FBI is not going to get involved. They're not going to go track down a bunch of people and try to, you know, destroy everyone's life. Like, that's not going to happen, okay? Pro-Palestinian protesters have now clashed with cops trying to climb barriers outside of the White House. They also crashed Congress yesterday. You think there's going to be a January 6th committee to look into this? Like, the, you know, a 10-18 committee? No, why would we do that? Why on earth do we do that? Vice President Harris, also at the same time all this is going down at the White House and on Capitol Hill with these you know, sympathizers of the terrorists, she's also undercutting what the president's doing over in Israel. She went out on stage and she said, I support the right of the Palestinian people to dignity, freedom, and self-determination. This while we're standing in Israel with our ally who just been attacked and had their 9/11.
I, like so many of you, am deeply grateful for the leadership of President Joe Biden. Throughout, he has, as he always does, demonstrated strength, compassion, and moral clarity. And that is exactly what our country and our world needs in this moment. As we have constantly made clear, our support for Israel's security is unwavering, and Israel has a right to defend itself from Hamas terrorists. And let us be clear, terrorism is never justified. And as I said yesterday, Israelis and Palestinians must have equal measures of security and prosperity. And I support the right of the Palestinian people to dignity, freedom, and self-determination. Hamas does not represent these aspirations.
Hamas does not represent these aspirations. So therefore, I support the right of the Palestinian people to dignity, freedom, and self-determination. Okay. Then why are they there with the Hamas terrorists? And why are they putting out this propaganda against Israel? And why are they chanting death to Israel, death to America? There are, yes, there are some people in Palestine that don't like Hamas. But let's not act like the majority of the people in Gaza were not advocates and supporters of killing innocent people in Israel. And to sit there and to have the conversation the way that she just did it is having it both ways in this administration. It's like, all right, look, we're going to fly over to Israel. We're going to stand with Bibi, right? We're going to stand with Bibi. And then I need you to undermine that at the White House just so all the Palestinians and the pro-terrorist advocates of Hamas will know we're not like totally going all in. Joe Biden on the Gaza hospital attack on the airplane. Here's what he said. Listen.
No. Mr. President.
How about the hospital, sir? People all over the region are upset about the hospital and don't necessarily believe you or the Israelis that they didn't have anything to do with it. Do you have a message to the people in the streets right now?
Well, I can understand why in this circumstance they wouldn't believe. I can understand that. But I would not, if you notice, I don't say things like that unless I have faith in the source from which I've gotten it. Our Defense Department says it's highly unlikely that it was Israelis would have a different footprint and have intercepted some. Anyway, yeah. So that's why, if you notice, I didn't say it first. I wanted to make sure that I knew. And look, and I'm not suggesting that Hamas deliberately did it either. It's that old thing, got to learn how to shoestring. And it's not the first time Hamas has launched something that didn't function very well. So I don't know all the detail, but I do know the people at the Defense Department who I respect, and the intelligence community that I respect, it's highly improbable that Israel did that.
Mr. President,
there's your president. Well, I want to make it clear. I'm not suggesting that Hamas deliberately did it either. The propaganda that's come from it is deliberate. And you should be able to say that. You should be able to say there's, you know, you should call them out for it. Many of the Palestinians, by the way, are still using this propaganda. The media is using this propaganda. I gave you all the headlines at the very beginning. So why won't you just say this is the propaganda that is being put out there and it needs to stop? This was not Israel, full stop. This was a Hamas rocket, full stop. Why can't you say that? That's the question that I want to know. Why? Why is it that that can't be said? Can someone explain that to me? You look at this president, and even when he has very clear and very definitive evidence that Hamas terrorist organization bombed their own damn hospital, he's still not willing to say it. He's still not willing to admit it. He's still not willing to unequivocally come out and say this is wrong. He's got the White House that immediately undermines what he's saying. And I don't think they were undermining. I think it was part of their plan. Hey, look, we can't really go against, you know, Hamas that hard or the Palestinians. So let's have the vice president say one thing while I'm standing next to Bibi in Israel. Now, I will say this. I am glad that the president went to Israel. And I'm glad that we are at least showing that they are an ally that we want to defend on their 9/11. I am glad, but do not overlook their other messaging here. Has the president of the United States of America called out members of his own party? Have they? Okay, has the president of the United States of America called out their own party? Rashid Tlaib and others. Have they? No. They have not. They have not called out their own party. Rashid Tlaib put out a tweet saying that Israel killed a bunch of innocent people. Okay? Did anybody at the White House condemn her for that? She's a Democrat in their party for putting out that misinformation. No. And there's a reason why. They don't want to. That's all it is. They don't want to. It's actually that simple. They don't want to. They're fine with this anti-Semitism. They're fine with covering for terrorists and domestic terrorists. They're completely okay with that. They have no issue with it, no problem with it at all. There is going to be more misinformation that comes out. And you watch. As the days lengthen between the attack, you're going to have more people on the left that are going to go against Israel. They're going to go against Israel because of all of this type of propaganda. They're going to go against Israel just like these insurrectionists storm the Capitol, and they don't. What happens? They don't get arrested. There's no investigation like January 6th. No one's going to go to prison for this. Representative Tlaib, by the way, went outside of the Capitol yesterday, and I want you to hear what she said. She sobbed on stage as she was for the ceasefire for Gaza now. And she lied, knowing that she's lying about the hospital story. The hospital story had already been debunked. Israel didn't bomb a Gaza hospital, and yet she's out there yesterday afternoon saying this, and it was a lie.
I think it's okay to bomb a hospital with children. You know what's so hard sometimes is watching those videos and the people telling the kids don't cry. I'm like, let them cry. And they're shaking, and somebody, you know this, they keep telling them not to cry in Arabic. They can cry, I can cry, we all can cry. If we're not crying, something is wrong. And so I'm telling you right now, President Biden, not all America's with you on this one. And you need to wake up and understand that.
She's lying. She's an actress for a terrorist organization, Hamas. She's a useful idiot for a terrorist organization, Hamas. She's saying this after it has already been made clear that this attack on the hospital didn't happen at the hands of Israel. It happened at the hands of Hamas. Hamas killed their own. By the way, the hospital wasn't hit. It was the parking lot. The hospital is still standing. 500 didn't die, 400 didn't die, 300 didn't die, 200 didn't die, 100 didn't die, based on the evidence we have. And then she's sitting there, out there in front of the United States Capitol, having this rally with these terrorist sympathizers, and she keeps saying over and over and over again that Israel bombed a hospital, which never happened. Not a single Democrat has come out to call her out at the White House for putting out this terrorist propaganda. All right, make sure you share this podcast on social media to help us grow, please, so we can reach other people, and write us a 5-star review if you would take a moment to do that. It helps us reach more people, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.